from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York on Odyssey Sports Station.
What was that?
Boomer and Geo coming to you live. Hold on a second. What? Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studios. A lot of loose ends this morning. A lot of loose ends. So, first loose end was, even though we shined a spotlight on it yesterday, you still had the Evan promo running where he said,
Jamie Ertl and Akbar Baabiamia.
I think we need to fix that. I think somebody needs to be in charge of that. You know, that is, you know, it's a mistake, and we've all made mistakes, but just fix it. That's all.
Fix that. So that was not fixed yesterday.
Okay.
In 24 hours. And then going into the break, I heard,
it's happening. Your life has not been the same since it left, and it's coming back September 5th at 4:30.
Well, too bad it's September 6th at 7:30 that I just heard that.
Well, that's a way to promote the Odyssey Rewind situation.
Yeah, but they didn't say that.
It's implied.
Yeah, sure. So that was a dead promo that aired. And then
the Aucacy? What is it?
Sterling. Accusy calls
Accusy,
me.
There you go.
And then just now, this ran yesterday too, and I just thought it was a one-time mistake where the person wanted to say it's currently 56 degrees.
58.
It's currently 58 degrees. But they said it's a high of 58 degrees. And then just now, again, that same thing ran.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it's a high of 58 degrees. I'm like, what? No, it's not. There's no high of 58 degrees today. No. It's a lot of loose ends, a lot of sloppiness.
I mean, anybody paying attention to programming around here or what?
I mean, according to you,
I'm more worried about dinner reservations.
Schlub check. I got no issues with Ryan.
I'm just noticing.
There's a little sloppiness going on here with the air product here.
I mean, Al, what would you do? You're a radio professional.
Well, I would meet with the production guys. I guess they're not putting a proper end date on some of these things. You get to put it like an end date so it comes up to let Eddie know not to play it, or won't let Eddie play it. I don't know if we're in the habit of doing that.
Okay. That's the way you fix that thing.
Has that been going on a long time, or is that something that's new?
No, yeah, that's standard.
Standard operating procedure.
SOP.
All right, so what about the Jamie Ertl and Akbar Baabiamia? That one. Do we send a note out saying we should get that fixed? Is that up to us?
I can do that. I send a note out.
Okay, and then can you also put in that note that we have Sil Aller saying it's been the high of 58 degrees the last 2 days when it's been 75 plus?
I'll put three things in this note.
Okay.
It's going to be an email?
Email.
Yeah, don't put me on that email.
The Evan pronunciation, the weather incorrect, and the promo end dates.
Yeah, we're here to clean that stuff up.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
I guess that's what we have to do now.
Yeah.
You know, we're like a little collection center for the mistakes, and then we're here, and then we sift through them and try to get them correct, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
we're paying
all...
attention.
I mean, it's...
We're paying attention.
Normally, we wouldn't say anything.
What?
But if you got, like, three things in a row.
Yeah. No, normally we do. And that's what got Spike so mad that day. That's your error. When it was like, will the Giants win the AFC?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Will the Giants win the AFC championship game?
And he snapped.
I know. And he came in here. That's your error. That's your mistake. How about your picks? Bah! Bah! Like, Jesus, man. I was like, yeah, we make mistakes.
You
right.
make a lot of errors, man.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
You make a lot of errors, man. Man.
So I guess we could use that today again.
Sure. I mean, and yes, and I told Spike, I was like, listen, we do make a lot of errors, man, but then we're on live 4 hours, 5 days a week, and then if we make that error, we correct it right away.
Try to correct it, yeah.
Or, you know, when you're doing something and there's no, like, time, it's not live.
This is not a joke.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was that this is not a joke was from that Evan not showing up because he went to opening day thing. That whole wrestling back and forth.
I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm not screwing around.
Okay.
So anyway, let's get those three things cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to clean it up a little bit. That's all. I don't even know if the listening audience understands or it even bothers them at all. I just, for me, you know?
Yeah.
I hear that stuff. And you hear it too. You hear it. You're like, what's going on?
Loose ends, baby. Loose ends.
Loose ends. Speaking of ends, Mary Beth in Bohemia. What's going on, Mary Beth?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Mary Beth.
Is this Gio?
It is. Good morning.
Gio, good morning. I wanted to ask you how Elvis was doing. I was very concerned.
Well, thank you for your concern, Mary Beth. So, yeah, Elvis has been acting totally normal. He's been eating and he has been pooping. And yesterday he made two fresh poops, and neither one of them had this duck in it.
So I'm
very confused. So I'm going to walk you through yesterday. So there was a poop in the morning that Gina sifted through, and she said, I didn't see the duck
you
in
sifted
there.
Sifted through a poop?
So, yeah,
right.
I mean, I think you had to.
Yeah,
so,
but how big
yeah,
is that?
You
how big
got
the duck?
It's a small duck. It's like
a little baby duck?
Yeah, a little baby duck. So so yesterday, this is exactly what's going on. So I decide to go outside and practice some chipping. So I'm in my yard. Elvis is out there. Then the two girls come out and they have Sabrina's golf clubs. So now I give them a couple of balls and they're hitting a couple of balls. So the three of us are out there. Three of us are out there with the golf clubs working on our chipping. And then Elvis, I see Elvis out of the corner of my eye.
Squat.
You go take a dump. And I'm like, hey, girls, I'm like, here we go. So we all run over there together, yeah. Each holding a golf club, watching Elvis stab his bowel movement. And then, so then he's done. And then I didn't take the golf club to go through. I took the pooper scooper.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like kind of cutting it and cutting it in half. There was like a little green star, plastic star that came out completely perfect. And I went to Gina. I was like, could your mom have been confused? Was this the thing that he swallowed or whatever? So then I was looking around the house for this duck, alleged duck that he swallowed to see if he was around the house, and I couldn't find it. So it's either still in him and everything's working okay to this point, or it's in the house somewhere. I don't know. So the mystery is still the mystery.
Or it was the star, and then she just misplaced the duck.
Could have been that, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but when he wants attention, he just chews. That's his thing. He'll eat anything. Just be like, hey,
what kind of dog is he?
He is he's a super mutt, if you will. But he's a great
very nice.
Yeah, but he's a great Pyrenees. The two things that he's mostly is a great Pyrenees.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And great Pyrenees and lab mix. And
big.
Yeah, he's big and he's very unique looking.
The Lebanese.
Yeah. Well, Lebanese. Yeah, and you could actually, if you watch on CBS Sports Network, you'll see him coming up. He's the black one right there, black and white with the white socks, and he's sniffing Cooper's ass right there. So, and there's Whimsy. There's Whimsy girl, little Whimsy, dainty little Whimsy coming up. Check things out. So I'll let you know, and we'll hope for the best.
Please do.
Yeah,
please do. Posted on the air, okay?
All right, very
oh,
good.
There
Mary
they
Beth.
Are.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're in a little bit of a delay, yes.
Yeah, so you'll see Elvis. You'll
yes.
see Elvis right
All
there.
Right.
All
well,
right,
I'm
Mary
happy
Beth.
To hear everything seems to be working.
Yeah, so far, so good. So you have a great weekend, right?
All right. Maybe I'll see you sometime in Sayville. I live in Bohemia, so who knows?
Yeah. Please, come on. Right? You know where you can find me. Trust me, other people do.
He's a community activist. You can find him up there at
the Kiwanis Club.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know all the spots. As I joked around before, it's like going to the Long Island Aquarium. You know, there's going to be like a 3 p.m. seal feeding. So you just can go like portly at certain days, certain times.
Right.
Like, buy the tickets. Oh, we just missed it. We just missed the sea lion show. You know,
it was I love the fact that you are becoming a community organizer, activist. And the next thing you know, you're going to be president.
No. I'm not. I don't have those type of ambitions when it comes to politics, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I feel like you're a man of the people now.
Certainly. You know?
You play at West Sayville Golf Course.
I do. Indeed. Yep.
You go over there, hit balls.
Almost every day.
Are they yellow balls over there?
No, they're all sorts of balls. You may find a yellow one in there, but it's a lot of stuff that they find from the course.
Yes,
Throw into the thing. And then you see some people
stealing them. Yeah, well, if they find a nice Pro V1.
Yeah, but you can't, but still.
And you shouldn't be taking the range balls.
And that's, I see, and I'm like, come on, you can't do that.
Will they just slip it into the pocket?
Yeah. Like, you'll see him hitting it, and they'll stop, and they'll look down, and they'll pick it up, and they'll inspect it, and all of a sudden, right.
Oh, there it is. So that's a good ball. That's one.
Are you paying for, like, a bucket, or is it?
You are, yeah.
You're renting a bucket, really.
You're not taking
balls out of the bucket.
But these guys are.
Yeah.
Some guys do, yeah.
I get it. The balls can be expensive. You come across an expensive ball that someone loses on the course and it somehow ends up at the range. It's like you want to pocket it. But I also kind of feel like, once it becomes a range ball, it's got to be the community ball.
See, the thing about it is, like, if a range ball is a yellow ball and has practice written on it,
then, yeah, nobody's
going to take it.
Nobody's going to take it. Right. You get some of those balls that are so, like, they've been in that range since, like 1994.
Some of those clubs I take you to, you know, I mean, you could take those balls and just use them as your regular golf balls for the rest of your life.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. They're just stacked up pyramid style.
Yeah, and they're beautiful. Pro V1s or Pro V1Xs.
Callaway, triple tracks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Carlos in Woodbridge. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Boom and Gio.
How you doing,
what's
man?
What got for us? Yeah, what's happening?
I'm doing great. Listen, I just want to say John Sterling coming back. It doesn't matter. I mean, the Yankees are going to face Houston, and they're only going to play 3 games, and that's it. He's going to be done. So it doesn't matter.
Carlos, with a troll this morning. Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a possibility. I mean, you can't sit here and argue the fact that the Yankees haven't had some early exits, especially at the hands of the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I was wondering, is there a chance that, I did get a text from one of our longtime sales guys here, who used a term that I use very often around here. You know, has Accuracy and John Sterling touched the money here? Like, just assuming that the Yankees are going to actually make it to the playoffs. I think they're going to the World Series. I still believe that. I still believe that. I'm not changing my mind on that. But, you know, could this be a touch the money spot?
No. I don't believe it is.
You think they're basically locked in.
I'll tell you the exact odds that they have to make the playoffs.
99.9%.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
It is 99.9%.
Okay. All right. So then why are you asking me?
Well, just wondering if it's a touch the money spot. That's all.
Yeah, you know. And so it's 53% to win the division, 99.9% to make the postseason.
All right, so now they're plus 4.5. They're plus 4.5 games.
But look where the Tigers are. 5 out of the last spot. So they are 9.5 up on the Tigers with 22 to play.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to fold.
I mean, that would have to be just a total.
Could this be the ultimate fold?
What? No. I mean, it would be awesome, but I can't see
it. For you
it
would be, I know, but not for us and not for business.
You would like it.
No, I wouldn't.
Sure you would.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
It would be something like you could tell, like with the Jerry hitting himself in the face with the golf ball, you could just tell that story, but the Yankees collapse. Like you tell with the Mets collapse in 07.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all remember that. I mean, we all lived through that. That was our first year together. That was tough.
Yeah. But what you got on the back end of that was amazing. With the Giants and the Super Bowl run.
And hemorrhoidectomy for Carton.
So maybe you get the epic Yankees collapse, and then you get a Jets Super Bowl run. Because that would be the opposite. Mets, Giants. And here you have Yankees, Jets.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Michael in Rockland County. Michael, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, Boomer. I just, I'm confused with Gio. I've been golfing for like 15 years. I go to the range often just like he does. And every time I see a Pro V1 in a range bucket, I get fired up and I put that thing right in my bag. So I'm just confused on why he doesn't agree with taking that free ball. I mean, it's a $15 ball, and if that thing...
Well, first of all, it's not a $15 ball. I mean, I think it's probably...
I'm sorry, a $15, like a three, you know...
Or sleeve.
For a sleeve.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're more like called sleeves.
Yeah.
We in the golf community like to say sleeves.
I don't know. I mean, for me, it feels... And Boomer could maybe back me up on this. You said you shouldn't do that, too, so you kind of agreed. But to me, it feels like once it goes into the range community, it needs to stay there.
It will remain in the range.
Right. Like, I feel like a little sleet. Like, you didn't buy the ball. You bought the bucket to hit.
But some other slap lost the ball.
Yeah, but if you find it on the course.
It's a different story.
Fine. But if you didn't, and it's now in the range community, I feel like you should just hit the ball, and then it's going to get sucked up again, and then someone else hit it.
By the way, Michael, if you see any balls that have boom pa on it, that's mine, okay?
Yeah. All I'll say is, I've been playing for 10 years. I'll take that Pro V1, I'll put it right on my first tee, and I'll slap that thing. I'm not buying $20 balls for free. So.
I understand, Michael. Good, yeah. I mean, but like a Pro V1 that's been hit 10 million times at the range, really, I mean.
There's the boom pow ball.
There it is right there.
There it is.
Gotta love that.
Yes.
Is it a title of 7? Should have done that. You can make that.
No, it's I believe it's a Pro VX.
Pro V1X, yeah. All right. That's just one of those things for me. It just feels a little sleazy. You see those balls. There's a guy walking around. It looks like his pockets look like a chipmunk's cheeks in November.
You know, the guys, they should let the guys who collect them, if they see some, you know, and a little bonus for their job when they're collecting them, then they can sort of maybe sell them.
Well, you know what's amazing? Going down to the Dominican Republic and playing Teeth of the Dog down at Casa de Campo.
Mm-hmm.
There's like two guys on the golf course that will sell you like a sack of 50 golf balls for like $10. And they're all Pro V1s, Pro V1Xs. They get them out of the water down there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you could buy yourself like for relatively nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. When I spent time in the Dominican, they had just sacks of everything you could buy anywhere. No matter what of us. Golf balls, drugs, kids, crabs. Like, you stopped at a stop sign. You got all sorts of stuff. What do you want? You want a crab? You want a prostitute? You want some drugs? You want a sack of Pro V1s?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm confused. It all sounds good to me.
Not a Casa de Campo.
No, not down there, obviously. Yeah. I mean,
but that, I mean, and so I inspected those golf balls, and they were all like top notch, in great shape.
Of course. Yeah.
They were probably
hit once or twice.
Right.
You know? The brand new ball in there hitting the water shows up, bang, good as new. Let's go to Rui in New Jersey. What's going on, Rui?
What's going on, Boomer Geo?
Hey, what's up?
I'm calling about Kevin Harlan, but while I was on hold, it reminded me why this is the absolute number one best sports station in the nation, man. I mean, we're hearing about dog poop and, you know, you got a new sperm donor advertiser. You should back that one up with a China Steve ball hammock underwear ad. Oh, it's phenomenal.
But come to think of it, Boomer, you're right.
Boomer, when you were talking about Kevin Harlan, I mean, he is the best and how descriptive he is. I don't know if you ever heard the game in which a fan ran on the field and he did the play-by-play of the fan. You got to pull it up. Just put
Kevin Harlan. We have it right here, Ruiz. It's a feel-good football Friday. We're going to play it for you. So stay on the line. We got it right here.
Freaking awesome.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
And Kevin, if you're going to run that far, get into the end zone. Don't slide at the one. You got to score once you got on the field. Get into the end zone, my man.
Lord, now they're cuffing him. But pull up his drawers, whatever you do.
There you go, Rui.
Yeah, there's actually another one. That's not the one I was referring to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rui, I worked with him for 7 years on Monday Night Football, so I've seen it live and in person. And when something like that happens and he gets into it, it actually makes the entire night.
It's phenomenal. All right, take care, guys.
All right, see you, Rui.
Tremendous. Tremendous. We love Kevin Harlan. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Football Friday. We've got Jerry Recco back with us. He's got another update. What's happening, Jerry?
Good morning, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. All right, so let's get to the NFL from last night because you had the Chiefs and the Ravens open up the season, and this is how it sounded. The audio's not great, but this is how it sounded in Baltimore when they got really, really excited, or at least you would think, when it looked like the Ravens scored what could have been the tying touchdown or the go-ahead winning touchdown had they gone for two and gotten it.
Pocket collapsing. He scrambles. Time has expired. Lamar to the end. Oh, it is caught.
That is a touchdown.
Touchdown! Isaiah Likely
comes back into the game.
I can't take it anymore. Anyway, that's how the
Phil Sims lent him his cell phone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You know, when you watch the play, like, very few quarterbacks would do what Lamar Jackson just did right there, running around in a circle in the pocket.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, and that's creating not something, space and time.
You know, again, do you have to do that? I mean, you know, you got to throw it on time.
True.
And I know that every now and again you got to make a play, but it's, you know, that's such a slim margin of difference between what Patrick Mahomes does and what quarterback does is what I'm basically pointing out. You know, and Patrick gets away with some of that stuff too, but no, it's just what it comes down to, those one or two plays a game where you either make the play or you don't. And for the most part, like, guys like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and, of course, the great Patrick Mahomes have made those plays when they mean the most.
That was Ravens Radio with the call. The touchdown didn't stand because if you're watching on TV, you saw the replay review, toe on the line, and so the Chiefs wind up winning 27-20. Here was John Harbaugh. We had a pretty good opportunity.
It looked like we had an opportunity there, okay, to tie the game up or try to win it with a two-point conversion, so it didn't happen at the end, but probably the way the guys fought. We're only going to get better from here on out.
He was flashing too when the
they're going to be if Lamar makes it through the season, because I felt like, you know, in last year's AFC Championship game he had a couple chances to run and he didn't and he threw it instead, and then, you know, last night I think that game last year impacted his decision making and his running last night. And, you know, he's supposedly is lighter and quicker coming back this year.
That didn't make any sense to me. So the guy won the MVP last year.
But right? He lost the championship game, and, you know, he obviously has that hanging over his head. And that's
hold on. Now, because there's more to this. He has that hanging over his head, but he played great. I mean, it's not like his body type needed to change. Then he got really sick in the offseason. Remember how sick he got in the offseason?
Yeah.
So, all right, you would assume that when he was that sick, he was out for like over a week, maybe 2 weeks with an illness, that you're going to lose some weight during that. And then they came back, you know, he came back and then they're making a whole big deal about how he got thinner.
Because he wanted to be quicker because he didn't feel like he was as quick at the end of last year.
Yeah, I know. To me, that seems...
No, but I think we saw that last night. I think when he was running, man, he looked like the old Lamar. Like, yeah, he looked like the young kid Lamar last night.
Yeah, but I'd rather have him with some more pounds on him so when he gets hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you said it first thing this morning, that if he's going to play like that all season, if that's what he intends to do now with his lighter body, he's not going to make it.
Yeah, because, you know, other teams will see this, and they're going to know it, and they're going to know if they can knock him out, then all of a sudden that team is a completely different team.
I remember last year, it was all about Lamar staying in the pocket. He's going to be in the pocket more. He's going to be in the pocket. I mean, so he wins the MVP, they go to the championship game, they lose, and now all of a sudden he's going to change his entire game again and expose himself more? It doesn't make any sense.
He's just going to go back to what he does well, and they were actually calling runs for him. Monken was calling runs for him, yeah. So this is the second year. The other thing, too, is that Baltimore used two timeouts on defense. Remember, they lost their defense coordinator. He is now the head coach out in Seattle, Mike McDonald. So this was like a thing where the entire defense hadn't been out on the field in a game.
Hmm.
So they burned two timeouts on defense last night in the second half. These are the things that happen early in the season. Not everybody is on the same page yet.
In the loss, he accounted for 395 yards, 273 through the air, and 122 on the ground, 395, that is. So, Chiefs start 1-0, Ravens start 0-1. All right, tonight, you've got the Eagles and Packers in Brazil. Here's Jalen Hurts. Pretty cool.
To come this far and in this journey and to be where we are, I think is, I just have, my spirit is full of gratitude to be back here and to be here, excuse me, and really just reflecting on how the journey has come.
As opposed to Darius Slay, who was concerned and then apologized. Matt LaFleur of the Packers on the experience.
We're really excited to be down here in Brazil. Your country's been great to us. The people have been fantastic. We're looking forward to making history tomorrow and really looking forward to playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm just picturing two guys with bandanas around their faces holding automatic weapons behind him.
Everybody's treated us great here. This has been awesome. Everybody loves it. Can't wait to come back.
Maybe he wants to be the ambassador to Brazil.
Maybe. Oh, boy. Jets Monday night with the Niners. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
pretty much the answer you'd expect, how he plans to play.
I have a lot of pride in my performance, so when I take the field, I expect greatness, and because I've done it before.
Now, the last time he did take the field, we know he got injured, and it was Leonard Floyd that had the sack, so I found Leonard Floyd on the Adam Schefter podcast from earlier in the week, asked about the backlash that we talked about last hour because of the what wound up happening to Rodgers.
What were some of the things that were said to you after you sacked Aaron Rodgers and he got hurt?
I hope you die. You know, I hope your family, something happened to your family, something. It was just a whole bunch of different fans just inboxing.
I hope you die.
Wow, I wonder if that came from Evan.
I don't know if it didn't come from Evan.
How about Brandon?
That's possible.
Right?
Well, no.
Although he was rolling with Zach.
Yeah, he was rolling with Zach. He was over it. He wasn't mad at anybody.
That's true. Even Joe B was feeling pretty good after they beat the Bills that night.
I got a text from Rob Saleh, so he's feeling pretty good about himself.
Oh boy, that changed later in the year.
By the way, you play golf with Joe B, right?
I did.
Did you talk to him about any, the text message or any of that stuff? No.
Nope.
Never came up.
It was all all golf conversation.
Oh, okay.
To be quite honest, he's very focused when he plays. I know that sounds hard to believe. Like, not no, talking sports. He was, he is like.
But by the way,
not a weed out there, friend?
None.
Really?
None.
Gio brought up yesterday that the PGA and LIV Tour golfers are playing. Are you interested in that?
I am. Looks fun. I think so. With
it looks fun.
DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka against Scheffler. And who's the other one?
Rory.
And Rory, right.
What's the, what's the intensity level of this?
I think they're going to try and make birdies every time they play a hole. What's the intensity level? I don't know. I mean, I thought the Vegas stuff was fun with Brady. I thought that it was fun with Mickelson and Tiger. Yeah, I mean.
Okay, that's fine.
I guess no intensity for you.
There's something about this thing that really bothers him, and I can't get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
I tried yesterday for like 15 minutes, and it's just doesn't make any sense to me, so I'm just going to let it fly this time.
It's nagging the crap out of me.
It's because it's LIV. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Not really. You're kind of.
I want the LIV guys to be a part of the Ryder Cup because that would.
And make, they will be.
That will make Bethpage Black in 2025 awesome.
I think would that
be an incredible.
Keegan Bradley already said that they're going to be a part of it.
Okay, yeah. So maybe this is like the first foray into working things out.
Sure. Fine with me. I'm just the guy sitting there watching it, wishing I could be them. I
mean, you could be John Rahm and get a guaranteed $500 million, or you could be Scottie Scheffler and earn the $500 million on the golf course.
$62 million he got this year. He won this year.
His caddy made like $7 million.
I know.
Yeah.
It's great, man.
You know, and plus he has all of his endorsements and things of that nature, too. So, you know, he's not crying for money or any of that stuff, but still, it's not guaranteed to him.
No, went out there and he earned it, every bit of it.
That's exactly right.
Hey, good for him.
Hey, good for you.
As they say, that's right.
Speaking of golf, Mike and Brick, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's happening, boys?
How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, good. Yeah, the other day I went out as a single down here, and by the third hole, I realized I was playing golf with Jerry's father.
Oh, really?
Real nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
What golf course?
It's called Spring Meadow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a local course.
Nice.
And by the third hole, like I said, we were talking, and he mentioned if I watch you guys' show, listen to the show. And then he told me who he was. Real nice.
Wow. So your dad is actually playing you up as a celebrity to the people that he's running into on the golf course.
I will tell you, he plays up you as a celebrity as someone he once did business with.
Yeah, no, members only.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it. 1984, right. By the way. Did he tell you the story about Jerry hitting himself in the face of the golf course?
That came up by the fourth hole, that story came up, yeah.
Can't help yourself, can you?
very proud of his son. I don't know, real nice guy. I don't know what happened to Jerry, but this guy was really nice.
Yeah. Oh, there. Oh,
my. Yeah. Right. That shot in at the end.
That's all right. I like that. But I love that fact that your dad's telling that story, too. That's awesome.
Jerry, if you're at a driving range and you come across a Pro V1 that pops out, what are you doing with it?
Oh, I heard this. I probably hit it, but I would not fault anybody for taking it because the driving range didn't pay for that ball. That's a ball that was found and picked up probably out of someone's bag.
Right, but the person who took it didn't pay for it either.
Finders, keepers, losers, whatever.
I mean, that doesn't.
It would bother me more if they start taking the range balls that the place paid for people to use.
So the
but
club,
I wouldn't take
you,
it.
The club where you had your tournament.
Yeah.
You're a member there.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow balls there.
Oh, that's right. They have yellow balls.
They do,
smart. Nobody's taking those balls.
No one wants them. Right. They're good range balls. But there, people do take them, though, which is...
Well, you have a limited range.
You got to be a real scummer to do that.
But a lot of people, if you ever, I'm sure you have, you find range balls on golf courses all the time, which means people are stealing them from the driving range.
I don't find range balls on golf
courses. Sure you do. Oh, yes, you do.
I do not.
On the most beautiful golf courses. Now, some of them are Pro V1 range balls with the two lines around them.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
Nope.
Now you're lying. You 100% do.
Saying the places that I have a chance to play, I have never.
I remember playing.
Ever played with anybody that has ever played with a range ball, and the only time I ever see a range ball is if the range happens to be close to one of the holes.
I remember playing the ocean course at Kiowa Island. We found several range balls on the golf course.
It's a public golf course.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's different. I'm talking about a private golf course.
Well, I wasn't differentiating between. I'm just saying balls on golf courses all the time. You do. I'm not saying private or public. I'm saying when you play.
This is like a.
Stupid.
Yeah, this is like a caste system type of conversation at the end of this.
At
the heart of this
Jerry,
thing.
Jerry, if you just schluff around at public golf courses, you're going to find all sorts of crap.
Find Honda Fits in the parking lot.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on here.
It's like, well, if you're going to rub elbows with riffraff as opposed to guys who
I rub elbows with guys that are known as riffraff.
Every morning between 6 and 10.
Yeah.
Right here in the Fifth.
Yeah. Riffraff and the boys.
Yeah.
Anything else there, Jerry?
We're done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's 8:40.
Asked me about the golf balls.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I guess we're done then. Okay, I got some cool
stuff.
Well,
they pumped all these extra spots in today, and so I have to try to break on time because apparently we have a commercial-free hour.
I am playing later. Is it really only going to be 58 today?
No.
Oh, okay. No,
it was just Sue Adler.
Sue Adler.
That got 58
degrees with freezing rain.
All right. Boomer and Gio coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. We'll see Jerry next hour. Update moment of the day and picks week one.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Gio.
Odyssey's 11th annual Weekend Survive returns to Prudential Center in Newark on September 28th. This year, yes, coming right up this month. Featuring performances by Justin Timberlake. Wow, this is what a lineup here, huh? Justin Timberlake, Benson Boone, Khalid, New Kids on the Block. Man, oh man, I remember New Kids on the Block when they were popular in the 90s. Tate McRae and Isabel LaRosa. To buy tickets, visit Ticketmaster. And for more information, visit WeekendSurvive.com. As a part of Odyssey's I'm Listening initiative, Weekend Survive is a concert supporting mental health awareness where a portion of proceeds will be donated to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So Al and I were talking about the artists here, and he goes, Benson Boone, I don't know that. So I had to like sing him the song, but I don't know the lyrics. So like, being a music guy, I don't really pay attention to lyrics, more about the melody and stuff. So if I sang the song to you the way I did to Al, have you heard this song where it starts? And then later he screams, please don't. In the key.
Yeah,
I might have sang it in the key, and it's it.
I know this song, but I don't know what you were just doing. I would have never been able to.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm sorry. You're the music guy.
I nailed it.
But I'm just. I
nailed it in the key.
You're going. Nah, 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 nah.
And I nailed it.
I'm like,
I
had no idea what you were doing.
I'm telling you, I nailed it.
You never know what you're doing.
Al was able to pick it up right away. He's like, oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I said, I don't know any of these guys. And he did that. I go, oh, yeah, I think I do know that song.
That's what I'm saying. So you know the song, but I couldn't tell from what he was just doing.
Well, I mean, that's your fault, not mine. I
agree. It's my fault.
I mean,
fault.
I went, da, 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 and then he played right after it.
All right.
You go back and listen. It's perfect.
Okay. All right. It's okay. It's my fault. All right. That's fine.
just relax. It's my fault. It's a feel-good Friday. So like a freaking parrot over there.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to help out promoting I'm Listening and the Odyssey Weekend Survive event and Benson Boone.
Okay.
New Kids on the Block.
Listen, I'd listen to that. I'm not going to listen to you do that again. Please. If people sitting in the car in traffic in the LIE right now going, what the F is he doing?
Well, it's, you know what? But to me, it sounds exactly the same. What I did in that song sounds exactly the same to me.
According to you, yes. But according to me, I heard it completely different.
Yeah.
I heard screech. I heard like, ugh.
You got a questionable musical taste. We know.
No, I don't. I do not have a questionable
musical taste. I mean, you play that MC Hammer song over and over again.
I have an eclectic music taste. I like all sorts of music.
You get that?
I go back to the beginning of hip hop, all the way from Led Zeppelin to Pearl Jam to Boston and Kansas and MC Hammer. And
just naming.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know.
What about New Kids on the Block?
If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, honey, tell me so.
No, really?
Yeah.
They were popular way before she was, like, they were.
They might have done a reunion tour or something. I
guess the only song I can remember theirs was The Right Stuff.
Here we go again. Yes, I know that song.
All right, you know that.
Stop.
The Right Stuff.
You also probably know this one. Let's see.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl.
See, I was more of a Color Me Bad guy.
Oh my God, hey, this is
step
vintage.
By step.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
I mean, you gotta admit, Color Me Bad was pretty good.
So the only one I don't know here.
No,
Isabella La Rosa. What's her biggest hit? I'll probably, if I hear it, I probably know it. Justin Timberlake, Benson Boone, Khalid, New Kids on the Block, Tate McRae, and Isabella La Rosa. You know Isabella La Rosa?
I don't.
Okay.
Let's see. This is her most listened to one. It's called I'm Yours Sped Up. She also has a song called I'm Yours, but this one's called the Sped Up version. It's the most popular.
I don't know it.
It's complicated.
What about Sabrina Carpenter? You in on her? Espresso? I like the song Espresso.
You like it, the song
Espresso? I like it, the song Espresso.
Yes,
but Sabrina the Carpenter, I like it, the song.
Okay.
I like it, the song. That's a good one. The Please, Please, Please actually sounds to me like Fleetwood Mac. I don't know if you've heard Please, Please, Please.
No, but I do like Fleetwood Mac.
It sounds a little bit like that.
You know, I'm an ABBA guy, too.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, country, love country.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, it just goes to show you the range that I have. I just don't, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about your range. I was talking about your taste.
My taste is fine.
Okay. Sort of like Fliegelman's?
I don't mind Taylor Swift. I have nothing against her.
No, he can't taste anything, is what I was saying.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I asked him about that yesterday, about not smelling and tasting.
He doesn't know what he's missing.
Well, he also doesn't know when something's on, you know, there's smoke and there's fire. Doesn't know that either.
Oh, man. If I was his friend in college, I'd be lighting fires around him all the time.
Well, he said he was in college and something happened with his microwave oven and something caught fire and there was smoke and he didn't realize it until there's the texture of the smoke, I guess he was saying. I was like, okay.
Well, a bad break there.
That was a really bad break. And I didn't know about it, and I should have known about it, and I apologize for not knowing about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's worse having had it and then lost it.
Yeah, of course.
Unlike love. But but if you like one of those long COVID people that ended up losing your taste and smell and you knew what it was like to have it.
Yes.
But like with Fliegelman's case, he never had it.
Well, it's like Gunner. Gunner was born with CF, so he knows no different.
Yeah.
Now he knows different because of the miracle drugs.
That is correct.
So, to see somebody who never had what Gunnar would normally have, which would be total health, to turn out to be as healthy as he is like a miracle.
Is anybody working on the no taste, no smell people, though?
I'm sure there are. There has to be.
If I'm, I mean,
how many people are like Fleegs?
I don't know.
But he said, like, he goes, I don't, it's no different. My whole life has been this way.
Like, I've never played in a charity golf tournament for a no taste, no smell charity. You know, is anybody working on it?
I'm sure somebody's working on it somewhere.
Okay.
I bet you it's more prevalent than we think.
Says 15% of adults could have a taste disorder.
Could have a taste disorder.
You know, when you start adding up all of the percentages in the adults that have something wrong with them, it's like everybody has something.
Well, especially in this country, because we need to make sure those people stay sick and stay in the hospital.
Oh, now you sound like Joe Rogan.
Well, there's a reason why a lot of people listen to him, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.